visiting today with Dr. Courtney Burr. She's the Assistant Professor of Ag Economics at Oklahoma State University. And today we are talking about bees. Our Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack, has declared this Pollinator Week. So Courtney, tell us a little bit about what that means.
Sure. So Pollinator Week is just an effort to increase awareness about pollinators and, you know, how pollinators impact our lives. Honeybees are actually not native to the United States, and they're classified by the USDA as a livestock species. So that is why you're talking to an agricultural economics person today, even though you're talking about pollinators. It's actually a livestock species.
So tell us the difference between regular bees and honeybees.
Sure. So there's actually a lot of different species of bees. Here in Oklahoma, we have native bees, and they do a really great job of pollinating a lot of our crops and our plants and our gardens and those sorts of things. Honeybees are not native to the United States, and they produce honey. So bumblebees and other bees, we don't collect honey from those sorts of wild bees. All of our honey, for the most part, comes from these cultivated bees that beekeepers keep in beehives, and they work with the bees all year long, and they harvest honey and once a year typically, and that's what you buy at the store or at the farmer's market.
And as we know, there's fewer and fewer bees around right now, so why is it important for everyone to understand why bees are so important and why they're so good for the environment?
Sure. So for the most part, as long as you aren't aggravating a bee is not going to sting you. Especially bumblebees and other types of native bees, just leave them alone. You'll be fine. Bees are really important pollinators, along with other species such as butterflies, bats, and even the common housefly is actually a pollinator. Certain species of pollinators are actually the only pollinator for some plants. So, for example, fig trees. Every variety of fig tree has a particular wasp that pollinates that fig tree. So as we start to lose pollinator species, we lose those plants that rely on the pollination. So humans could take a small paintbrush and pollinate individual plants, but that's not very efficient and that's very, very costly. And so we want to make sure that we have strong pollinator species so that we don't have to do those sorts of things, and we can rely on them to pollinate our crops so that we can have good crops and food to eat and do it in the most economical way.
So if you do happen to see a swarm on your property, it's very important to not go get the bug spray and spray the bees, correct?
Correct. Please do not do that. There are several beekeeping clubs on Facebook that can easily be found. You just need to post a message to those beekeepers, and typically it's kind of a race. Beekeepers see those swarms of honeybees as free bees, and so they'll go collect those bees, put them in an appropriate hive, and then manage those bees and then sell the honey. So it's actually really great for beekeepers to find those bees. Please don't spray them. Reach out to others in your community, Nextdoor app, things like that. See if you can't find a beekeeper who will be happy to go get that swarm.
And we're talking about bees, not wasps, hornets, etc.
Correct. We are talking about honeybees, yes.
Now, if you're someone that doesn't know how to get rid of the bees, yes, please do call a local beekeeper, because I'm guessing it's going to be a lot easier and safer for them to actually remove the bees since they're professionals.
Correct. It's safer and it's also better for the bees because they're going to go into a hive and be taken care of versus being sprayed or removed. It's always best to try and contact a beekeeper before the bees start building up honeycomb and doing other things and really making that new place their home. It's easier to remove the swarm early on.
Now, if you want to attract bees and kind of help out the population, are there some things that people can plant or ways there's some things they can do to attract bees?
Sure. So there is actually a lot of plants that are pollinator friendly plants. So planting those, you can typically see them at your garden store. They'll have a pollinator label, or if you have a local garden store, and usually those people are really, really knowledgeable about native plants and pollinator-friendly plants. And it's always important to try to minimize the spraying of pesticides. So there's a lot of pesticides for things like aphids and other insects that people feel like are detrimental to their garden. And so they'll spray for those bugs, and it actually ends up hurting bees. So make sure that you are really carefully reading those labels and spraying those things correctly, and then also looking for alternatives. So one thing is companion planting. So a lot of people will plant marigolds as other plants to try and minimize insects that they don't want in their garden. Ladybugs are really great. They eat aphids and other things. So if you can kind of cultivate a sort of balance in your garden, you can get away without using pesticides.
Well, great information for Pollinator Week. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.